You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I know, I really need to change the opening of my show, you know, where it says sassy and stimulating. Honestly, I think it puts too much pressure on me. You know, I think you guys expect too much. I have to make this a stimulating show. We should just say, you know, the Dr. Dahlia Show is about to happen. You know, we hope you stay awake. Alright, you know, we hope that, you know, your pulse still continues to be present throughout the show. This way you don't have such high expectations. So we'll need to work on that. All right. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. We got Donovan working the dials. I was able to take off the glue on my eyebrow wound. Usually with face, stitches or glue is about 5 to 7 days. So we're at day 7 right now. Yeah, come on. This is very important stuff. I removed the glue. The wound looks damn good. Okay, now here's the only problem. I'm going to have to grow out my eyebrow hair, maybe have it curl up to cover it. If not, I'm going to have a scar. Now, I know some of you guys think scars are pretty sexy. You know, ever since Lethal Weapon 3, Rene Russo showing her scars, everybody thought that was sexy. And then Mel Gibson then, you know, went on his anti-Semitic, anti-women rant, racist rant, and now he's ruined all the Lethal Weapons for everybody else. But now I really don't want to have the scar. Honestly, I don't need a scar to enhance my sexiness. I think I am sexy enough. Now, speaking of sexy, did you guys hear about this? There's a new species of fish. Oh, you're going to love this, guys. Oh, my gosh, you're going to love this. Did you guys hear about this? The males of this species have their phallus, their reproductive organ, on their head. I know. Why did they think of that with humans? Okay. Oh, no. We got to talk about this now. I'm not even going to tease it. Okay. A new species of fish, they say, has been discovered in Vietnam's Mekong Delta. Okay, now hold on. There's a couple. I want to quote National Geographic with this because they get really scientific. Okay, we aren't supposed to say there's a weenie on the head. I need to, you know, being a doctor, be scientific. So here we go. Okay, it is called Phallostethus culong. That's its genus and species name. Is the only 22nd known species of its family, phallo for phallus, meaning penis, phallostethidae, all of which bear their copulatory organs just behind their mouths. Now, for those of you that are on Facebook, later, you know, find Dr. Dahlia Show on the Facebook page, and you'll be able to see the fish with the penis. It's very interesting. They go, as with all phallostethus, that's actually, if I translate the Greek for you, it's called penis chest. Phallo, and then stethus. Now, where do you see stethus or stethus? Stethoscope. See, you guys are learning Greek today. Yeah, of course it involves a penis, but again, we're talking Greek. Okay, here we go. So as with all phallostethi, penis chest in Greek, species, the male uses its bony priapium to clasp a female when he inserts sperm into her urogenital opening. Oh my, this isn't for kids. It's located on the head. Lynn Parenti, curator of fishes at the National Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C. Wait a second, I was at the National Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C. I did not see any fish with penises there. Parenti remembers seeing another species of priapium fish mate at a lab in Singapore. It's marine porn, really. Attached at the head and together forming a V, the fish look like a little pair of scissors darting around the tank together. So the female's opening is also on her head. So they are head-to-head copulating. That is Phenomenal. Now, I see a whole slew of positions that could really help the human species if they figure out how to translate this to humans. Now, for many fish like guppies, mating is usually instantaneous, you know, but priapium fish, which are what kind of fish these are, no, I really don't want you loading up your fish tank with these. Come on, people. They actually find couples, and they stay together for a remarkable period of time. So it's probably because they look at each other. You know, when animals mate and they're in the position that, you know, humans call doggy style, but animals just call mating style, there's not a lot of facial interaction, eye contact, right? The male species is on top of the female species, looks at the back of the head, drops her, and leaves. Okay? Yes, some humans do that too. Well, with these animals, if they're head to head, I bet they get a glimpse of each other. I bet they even know each other's names. Now, P. culong, which is the Phallostethes culong, like most members of its family, is less than an inch long. No, we're talking about the whole body. And most transparent. Okay, anything else? So they're found in the shallow river waters in Vietnam's Mekong Basin, kind of a brackish habitat. They are very resilient, I would think so. And I guess I'm trying to see if there's any other reason they think they do fertilize their eggs internally. Most fertilize their eggs outside. They fertilize their eggs internally. Well, I mean, you got a lot of room in the mouth, I guess. Many of the males in the family have physical modifications that allow them to internally fertilize females. So it makes sense that these fish would have, it makes sense to me. I think it makes perfect sense. Now, like I said, because these are in brackish water, I don't think they would survive in your fish tank. And listen, oh my gosh, this thing is big. The phallus parts. Okay, you need to go, you need to look this up. Yes, it's on my Facebook, but if you aren't on Facebook, they x-rayed it. Its phallus is bigger than the head. No wonder the women like it. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 29th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,663.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,705.34, $852.67 for a half ounce, or $426.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,705.34, $852.67, and $426.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, his work of the dials. Big thanks to Talk Superstation, who is tuning in live. The big thanks to XM Radio that broadcasts the show, and to all the affiliates out there that carried the Dr. Dahlia Show. I cannot thank you enough. And I know it's because of all you listeners out there telling your news talk stations to carry Dr. Dahlia. So keep that happening. Call your news talk stations, tell them bring Dr. Dahlia to your town, and it should happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Pete from Oakland writes, Doc, glad your eye is better. I recently cut my hand doing some woodworking. Can you tell me why wounds itch and why it's a good sign? When wounds itch, well, in the way beginning, I thought the reason why we told kids it's a good sign that it's itchy, because kids always freak out about their cuts and their boo-boos. So you tell them, look, just because I'm talking itchy, now I'm scratching my head, now I'm all itchy. I want to scratch my eyebrows so badly. It's itching. But, you know, when you get your own cuts, you realize they really do itch. You don't need to sugarcoat it for your kids. And so then you wonder, okay, well, why does it itch? And remember, everything happens for a reason with the body, okay? And I've talked to you all about itching. Itching is a defense mechanism. If there's something on your skin, like a bug, that could do harm to you, you feel it, you scratch, you itch it off, right? Let's say you have chickenpox. And you, as a child, when we were afflicted with chickenpox before the vaccine, we would itch. Why? Because your body is trying to scrape out the virus. It doesn't happen that way because the virus is, you know, a lot more deep than what we get superficially, but it's a defense mechanism. So then I guess we would wonder, okay, then why would you itch if your wound is trying to heal? Because you'll just scratch the wound and make it bleed. Well, the reason why I understand it, that wounds itch, is as you're repairing the wound. Now, remember, okay, you cut yourself, so it tries to heal from the inside, kind of like Wolverine on X-Men. So you have the granulation tissue, you have the lymphocytes, you have blood vessels growing, etc. I don't think it's the blood vessels growing that you're feeling that's making you itch. I don't think so. I was thought to believe that is that even proper English? When I was in school, I thought the reason why, and they found evidence of this, that as your skin is repairing itself, you have histamine and other types of anti-inflammatories come to the scene. Now, you'd think that's counterintuitive because anti-inflammatories try to clean things up a little bit, but you're trying to repair. So why would your body fight itself? Well, keep in mind, when you're repairing a wound, when you have a wound or a cut, dirt gets in it. Then as it coalesces with dried blood and with skin cells, it makes a scab. That's not the most sterile thing. So one defense mechanism is you scratch to pick off the scab, even though we've been taught don't do it because you scar. Your body doesn't give a damn about cosmetics. We do. So we don't want to scar, but your body, that's the way of you kind of taking off the extra scab and necrotic tissue. Or your body and the histamine and anti-inflammatory cells come in to clean out any crud as the new growth is occurring. So that is my theory, and from what I've heard has been a proven theory. I gotta stop itching. I can't stop scratching on why you itch when you have a wound. Now, for those of you that don't remember why I have a wound on my eyebrow, or you don't care, or you don't listen to the show as judiciously as I ask you to, my cat had ran across my face last week when I was asleep, sliced open the eyebrow. So I had to that night go and get it repaired. We glued it instead of stitched it, and it looks pretty damn good. But it is itchy, and I still bandage it up at night because I don't want to scratch. Now, if you take a look at a wound as it's healing, okay, wound stuff is cool. I love talking about wounds. I love, you know, if you guys ever have nothing to do and you want to take a class on something, take a class on wound repair and how to take care of wounds. It's so practical. You know, one of my kids, he doesn't want to be a doctor. He wants nothing to do with medicine, but he wants to learn everything an ENT knows and a doctor knows because he thinks it's cool to know and have that level of knowledge. I think it's phenomenal. But basically, you know, as your wound is closing, you know, you'll see the dermis. And remember, dermis is darker than your epidermis, and your dermis is kind of a dark pink. So my wound now, dark pink, very exciting. No, nothing's oozing. I know, yeah, one of my friends said, how do you know it's healing under the glue? How do you know it's not infected? So I told him to smell it, but he didn't want to smell it. But honestly, you could smell a wound and know if it's infected. It has a smell. I know. Can you guys, I'm putting it up to the microscope. Smell. Can you smell it? Just put your nose up to the radio and I'm going to put my eyebrow up to the microphone and just take a big whiff. See? Yeah, see? Nothing. You can't smell anything. In fact, all you could smell is the pretty soap I used to wash my face and wash my eyebrow because I had glue on the eyebrow. I know. See, so, Donovan, take a whiff. Okay. So, yeah. So sometimes you could smell the wound. I don't know about tasting the wound. I mean, here's the problem. Yeah, they used to. You used to be able to taste your wound. We don't really recommend it. And I tell you why we don't recommend tasting. I'm serious. In the olden days, you taste your wound. Dogs lick their wounds. Cats lick their wounds. Humans are still animals. No, we don't have a phallus on our face, but who knows? Maybe we'll evolve to have that. Anyway, I know. Weenie heads. Anyway, can we get back? Really? you guys aren't done with the whole penis on the head story with the fish. I need to move on. We can't spend the whole hour on that. I know that was a cool story. I shouldn't have started with it. I should have saved the best for last. But right now we're talking about my wound and licking the wound, okay? But no, the phallus, if you missed it, you got to download the app and listen to the old shows. I'm not going to talk about the penis on the fish head. That's already old news. Old news. Okay. So we used to lick our wounds. And people knew what their body tasted like. You probably know what your body tastes like a lot more than you think. You bite your nails. You suck on your finger when you lick off the frosting. You lick your lips. Some of you have eaten your boogers. All right, I know. Well, low carbs. So many of you already know what your body tastes like. So then when you have that weird, I don't know what pus tastes like, because I don't think I've ever had pus in my mouth. But anyway, it has a taste to it. Why am I talking about? Oh, yeah, we in the medical community, we tell you to not lick your wounds. Don't lick your wounds. But why? It's because we don't want you getting pus in your mouth. And we aren't that worried about that. It's because it's disgusting. But because your mouth is very dirty. Your mouth is probably one of the dirtiest parts of your body, even more so than your rectum. Did you guys know that? Yeah. Because remember, your rectum, a lot of times you are secreting stuff. I don't want to go into that. Okay. Anyway, mouth dirty. Don't lick the wound. Now, as wounds close, right, you got the dermis, you got the epidermis, sometimes the subcutaneous. My cut, it was below the dermis. Now, when you have a cut that goes below the dermis, you're going to risk scarring. If your cut is just in the epidermal, superficial layer, you probably won't scar. Now, most of you already know this because you had acne, right? When you had just a little superficial pimples, little baby whiteheads, nothing really happened. Yet when you had the deep cystic ones that went down into the dermis, those could scar. All right, so what do you do to prevent scarring from your wound? Well, first, make sure it was repaired phenomenally, which mine was, knock on wood. Thank you. Number two, don't pull out the stitches too soon. Okay, I did. I had this ugly mole on my leg ever since it was a birthmark. I took it out. Then I was running. And, you know, my doctor, of course, said, okay, you can't work out until the stitches are out. So like an idiot, I took the stitches out so I could work out, and the whole thing opened up. Okay, so you need the stitches to keep yourself close. On the face, about 5 days. Face to scalp, 7 days. Neck, 7 to 10. Chest, 7 to 10. Back, 10 to 14, arms and legs could be anywhere from 10 to 14. If it's a joint that you move all the time, stitches are going to be there for 14 days. Okay, because again, the more you move, the more you keep tearing the tissue. Then you have Mederma out there. Mederma is nice. It helps the scar tissue. You need to apply it right away. I have seen less scar formation. The problem is you can't really 100% prove it because some people have great skin. Now, of course, to prevent scarring, you want to make sure you're keeping up on your vitamin C and your vitamins because that helps with collagen production and you don't want to pick at things. But to answer your question, I'm sorry it was so long-winded, but what a great topic. And finally, lastly, to go back, if you want to prevent scarring, you don't want that wound to get infected. Because what happens when the wound gets infected? You need to drain it. And the infection just rips the whole thing open again. The deeper it rips, you're into the dermis. All right? Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. More of your calls and emails, 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GZN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GZN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget this summer to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan. Actually, don't wait till the summer. We're booking now. We would love to take you all to Alaska. No, it's not on me. You guys are going to have to pay. But I think we got a good rate for, I believe, less than a couple hundred a night. You know, we got great, phenomenal cruise going up the Alaskan coast, coastal Alaska, obviously food's included in, you know, your room and all that. So it's a fairly good deal. It's exquisite up there. 7 to 8 days. Go to my website at drdahlia.com to check that out. Also, don't forget to go to the Dr. Dahlia Show website to find your free Android app. I know we're still waiting on the whole Apple app. They need to get their acts together, but I hear they're going to get their acts together soon. But for those of you with Android phones, go ahead and download the Dr. Dahlia app. You can listen to Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. Now, Jimmy writes, Doc, one of your truckers here. Oh, I love my truckers. I love you guys. They are talking about you on the message boards on Truckers Report. Look up forum and the thread about XM. Oh, that's cool. Thank you, guys. Because I'm on the radio message boards. I used to be on the physician message boards a lot. I just couldn't keep, you could be on these message boards for hours reading everybody. He says, please join us and hop on the health section. Okay, let me, so you guys have a health section on your trucker boards? This is Truckers Report. I think that's brilliant, guys. That is brilliant. Okay, I don't have time to look it up now. So if you guys have a health section, if they allow me, well, I'm not a trucker. I wish I were. If they allow me to hop on, maybe I'll do that. The only thing is that no one's going to listen to the show. They'll just, thanks for talking about me. Spread the word. I think that's great. But yeah, if you guys have a health forum, let me, help out. Email me. What message board sites, and it doesn't even have to be truckered, what you guys are on, and I might as well because, I'm already dealing with emails. I can't see how much busier I could possibly be. And remember, we're going to be having surgery soon, so I need to do something post-op. All right, that's great. So message me at drdahlia.com. Tell me what message boards you're on, and if they allow me, not being of your specialty, to join and log on, I'll do it. Whatever I can do to help out, answer questions. Cool idea. Thank you. All right. Now, Thea from Chicago writes, Doctor, I'm in a wonderful relationship with my husband, but he says I am numb and I don't show much emotion. What could be going on? Oh, I wish you were live. I'd love to talk to you. Numb, 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 numb. Okay. So if you're numb in a relationship, okay, one thing that that to me stands out is maybe he's feeling neglected. Oh, come on. This isn't a lovey-dovey, girly topic. Guys, you may need to listen to this. Okay, guys or ladies. Okay, stop for a second here. Okay, think about it. If somebody says you're numb, okay, in a bad way, okay, now, sometimes somebody dies and you're able to just go through the motions and plan the funeral and deal with the estate and you look numb. Sometimes that's a defense mechanism, going through that numbness. That's how our Lord gives us strength, through these, horrible crises. But if you're being told you're numb in a non-so complimentary way, that could mean they think you're passionless or they feel emotionally neglected. Now, what do you do if you don't think that's the case? Now, of course, yes, I'm going to recommend some sort of marriage therapy or counsel, couples therapy or whatever. That's always good because it is. It's good to talk about it. But if you don't think you're there yet and you need to figure out what's going on, okay, you really got to know your partner. Now, if your wife or your husband, let's say, used to like when you were dating, surprise sex or flowers or a gift or you cooking his favorite meal and you haven't done that in 20 years because you've been married for 20 years. And honestly, why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? No need to do nothing. You got him or you got her. That could be an issue. And so one thing I suggest is, because I know a lot of people have sex drive issues and I know those are a lot more difficult to overcome. But remember, sometimes in a relationship, and I know I'm kind of going off on a tangent because this is a woman whose husband feels numb. But, sometimes it's not just all about the sex. All right. It's the talking. It's the cuddling. It's the feeling like you're loved. Now, what holiday do most of us hate, even if we're in a relationship? That's right, Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is so sappy. It's so corny. It also gets us into a lot of trouble if you don't Valentine as much as you should be Valentining. My husband knows, chocolate, I'm good. But it does. Sometimes it could just accent the fact that you don't really have a lot of passion and surprise in your relationship. Well, don't wait till Valentine's. Because I know some of you are like, well, wait a second. Okay, we got September, October, November. No. Forget Valentine's. You're going to have to show some sort of love to your partner if they think you guys love each other. And I know some of you are yelling at the radio. Well, that's why you don't bring love into the relationship. Right? Sorry, those fish are doing it, right? The fish with the penis on the head. Okay, they head to head. So, I mean, again, no. Bring love into the relationship. Come on. You can't really. Yeah, if there's no love in the relationship, don't be in the relationship. Come on. I know there's these buddies you guys call each other now where you guys just hook up for sex. Honestly, no. You're going to feel emotionally devoid. You're going to probably get an STD. Okay? Everybody needs love. Plants need love. The kitty cats need love. Fish need love. Everything needs love. Right? Okay, my microphone needs love. I always go, oh, microphone. Always clean the microphone. I make sure the microphone is well oiled so it's happy. I make sure it sits nice and, you know, I everything needs love. We take care of our cars, right? Don't our cars need love, you see? So what I would recommend is if you think if you dislike the partner and yeah, you're numb because you have no feelings for them. All right. Well, then you two need to evaluate if this is a relationship you need to stay in. But if you have been thinking everything is hunky-dory, like Thea writes, you know, she's in a wonderful relationship, he says it's numb, then you need to do things either not even to spark it up, just to show little things that you love him. But it has to be something unpredictable, and it doesn't, and it shouldn't be something that's so cliche. So, for example, don't just go and buy your wife a piece of jewelry. I mean, unless she really, really digs that. Okay? Like, what's the term for warm my biscuit? I should not probably include me. Okay, let's say, for example, my husband bought me a Lord of the Rings trilogy set with a DVD of information on the Hobbit. That would mean my husband loved me. See, something like that, I dig. Okay? Or what you could do is just once in a blue moon, just shock him and say, oh, no. I cooked you your favorite meal. I cooked you dinner. No, honey, I made you a bath. Go upstairs. If you don't feel like lovey-dovey, you don't have to, but it's your night. I just want you to relax. I'm going to handle everything. Go upstairs. Your bath is done. I lit some candles. It's all about you. Just relax. You know, it doesn't even have to cost a lot of money. It doesn't. I mean, I remember 3 years ago for one of our Valentine's shows, one of the internet sites was talking about what to do for Valentine's to kind of show love. And they said, for your man, make a steak that's heart-shaped. I thought that was ridiculous. When you eat steak, you just want to eat steak. Don't be making the steak girly by any means. But let's say your husband's been eating really, really good. Right, you know, and you know, you've been making them eat vegetables and all that because in the year 2050, we're all going to be vegetarian because they say we're running out of food. You know, maybe just cook him his favorite meal and just say, I'm just doing this because I love you and you deserve it. You know, just something different. Maybe do movie night. But remember, it has to be something completely unpredictable. And if you don't think your wife or husband is going to like that unpredictability, pick a day where you think they'll be upset the least about the predictability, like a Saturday night. You know, because I know work nights, we all have plans. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please don't forget when you go on Facebook a little bit later today to search the Dr. Dahlia Show. Very easy to do that. Find us. I know there's a couple of them out there. Other people seem to make Dr. Dahlia sites. You'll know it's mine because I'll usually acknowledge you somehow. And then, of course, Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. Okay, did you guys hear about this 100-year-old driver who injured 9 children while driving? This occurred near a South Los Angeles school this week. This 100-year-old driver turns 101 on September 5th. He has a current driver's license, no issue of traffic violations, is required to wear corrective lenses while operating a vehicle, had a clean drive-in record license was valid until 2013. Apparently, four children were seriously injured after Mr. Carter, Preston Carter, had backed his 1990 Cadillac into a group of people shortly after class let out at Main Street Elementary School at 2:30. He says he lost control of the car. The brakes failed. He said he was aware he hit the people. He was really sorry. He has sympathy for them. Crisis counselors were on the scene. I don't have any more information on this, but of course, you know, when things like this happen, there's always debate on how old is too old to drive. Now, what I've noticed in Southern Nevada is our Department of Motor Vehicles, our DMV, they make me sign a letter saying my senior patient can drive. We have to get an eye test, and we have to do a medical exam. They don't seem to be requiring hearing, and I think hearing should be a part of that. I understand it's extremely expensive to get hearing aids, I know, but I think a lot of accidents occur because of hearing loss. Now, many of the newer cars start having this beep, beep when you're backing into something that's behind you. Unfortunately, many times we hit the gas instead of the brake, etc., and I don't think we could stop in time even if there's a sound. But for the most part, a senior can't drive without getting a doctor report. I think that's still extremely restrictive. I have not had a senior that I couldn't release to driving. But again, why do they do it? Well, you know, for liability's sake. If, you know, God forbid something like this happens, they could bring the doctor to court and say, look, don't sue me for giving him a license. Sue the doctor. The doctor said he could have a license. So I know. Everybody always tries to share responsibility and try to drag the doctor into it. There's been accidents, as serious as this, even more, by younger people too. So, you know, we don't want to discriminate against our seniors. Is 100 years old too old to drive? If he's passed his driving test, you know, another option is maybe, and honestly, I think a lot of us younger folk need it too. Maybe to renew our driver's license, it shouldn't be as simple as waiting at the DMV for 8 hours. You know, maybe what they should do is have a much shorter line and test our driving skills and test our reflexes. Why don't they have a reflex? I mean, you know, we're at the DMV for 8 hours already. What they could cut that is short, have us do a reflex test, see how our reflexes do. And if we're good, we could drive. See, my worry about needing the doctor to clear you is, remember, we're going into Obamacare. We're going into Medicare cuts. Many of your doctors aren't going to see you because you take Medicare, which means if you think you need clearance to drive, you need to get working on that weeks before you think you need that. And then on the flip side also, what about the liability? It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I hope these kids recoup, and I hope nothing serious results from these injuries. From that, what we heard, it was a pretty serious hit. But you know, this happened in L.A. It'll be kind of interesting to see. Are they going to go after the doctor that allowed them to drive? And if in California they don't have one of those types of, I only know what happens in Nevada, unfortunately, with that. But if there aren't those restrictions where you can't drive without a doctor's permit or permission, are they going to force that? Now, if they do have something of that nature and the doctor turns around and gets sued, I'm going to tell you right now, don't expect many doctors to allow you to drive. I mean, now your driving fate is in their hands. And if they're scared to death of losing their medical license or getting sued, they may say, you know what, it's easier for me to not let you drive. Go have somebody drive. And it stinks because seniors now, you know, if you're considered a senior, you're usually a lot younger than you are. And I'm sorry, my 65-year-olds, my 70-year-olds, my 80-year-olds, many of them drive and they do well. And everybody gets into an accident sometime in their life. So I don't, even though I understand that there should be some sort of a screening process, putting the doctor in the middle is unfortunately going to put you in a more vulnerable state of possibly not getting your clearance. And I'm a little nervous about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also in California news, I guess San Diego County beaches had to close this week. Did you guys hear about that? Apparently, there was a sewage spill in Tijuana. And I guess Mexican officials had to scramble to stop some of the 1 million gallons of raw sewage that was just floating into the ocean. They say strong southern currents are expected to sweep the contaminated waters away from the San Diego area beaches, but health officials closed coastal areas as a precautionary measure. Signs warning of sewer contamination are posted from the border to the north end of Imperial Beach. The sewage is spilling from a pipeline break in Tijuana, about a mile south of the border. Mexican officials have closed beaches in the area. For those who are not familiar with the area, Tijuana is the first city you get to once you cross from San Diego on the southern California border to Mexico. We all go to Tijuana, you know, during our college days. Great, great city. I love being there. They do not know what caused the spill. Environmentalists have blamed aging infrastructure. Beach closures are common after the Tijuana River swells with runoff from Mexico after heavy rains. The last sewage spill took place only a couple years ago, January 2010. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have another flesh-eating bacteria case, an 18-year-old. She believes that she contracted the flesh-eating bacteria after she shaved her legs. She lives in Burton, Michigan, was taken to the hospital after her family found this raised rash across her body. They think she did contract it after shaving her legs, but she shaved her legs a week before the wound. She wasn't improving. And they think she was afflicted with two types of bacteria. Now, the reason why I bring that up, she's still alive. She's battling it. How many of you use dirty razors? And how many of you share your razors with other family members? Right? I always borrow my husband's razor and I shave my legs. I always do. Now, what if he picks something up on his face and then I shave my legs? I know. I have my umbilical hernia surgery. I need to shave my stomach. Thank you for reminding me. I don't have any hair on my stomach. I mean, I think I maybe microscopically. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I don't want to be dealing with the whole belly button thing. But anyway, throw your razors out. I'm a huge fan of disposable razors as long as they don't nick you. After you use them, throw them out. They're cheap enough. Or I know many of us, we use the same disposable razor. Guys, you could get staff. If this is really the case, and this 18-year-old got flesh-eating bacteria that could turn into necrotizing fasciitis, just like that Georgia girl acquired, Amy Copeland, and then she needed to lose her limbs, throw the stupid razor out. Don't be cheap. I mean, if you can't boil the razor because it's plastic. Now, the other razors where you reattach the blade, I know many of us use the razor until it dulls. Again, it's not sterile, and it's a blade, and it's cutting into you. A doctor wouldn't use that because it's not sterile. Okay, so don't use it on your legs, don't use it on your face or your belly. All right, guys, great show. Stay on board with us for another hour if you can. If not, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home, and God bless.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.